The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Maya Dunphy, the writer and broadcaster, is back with me for the Soapbox at 6 today. We always ask people, the great and good of society, to come in at 6 for the Soapbox to talk about an issue close to their heart. Maya, you want to talk about, I guess, speculation or curiosity turning to speculation, turning to conspiracy theory,
yes.
Maybe.
Is that I'm it? I'm also delighted to be referred to as the great and the good, first time ever. It's the Soapbox this week, Kieran. Speculation. I'm not in defence of it. I'm not also opposed to it. I'm more marvelling at it at the moment and the legs that it has grown. Mm. Speculation, it's not a new thing. We've all done it. We've always done it. But I feel with the advent of social media and the online world that it has just become an absolute leviathan. And you think about Leo resigning last week. Last week. And instantly it turns to speculation. It's almost like we cannot take anything at face value anymore. And I think the more we read online, the less we believe. And we just go, no, that can't be right. There must be something else. And he had to say, I think the second most viewed video after his resignation was him saying, look, there is nothing coming down the line. But he still had to say, that I know of. Because Lord knows what people are going to say next week on Twitter or X or TikTok or Snapchat or whatever. And of course, Kate Middleton. The speculation there was just off the scale.
Yes.
And it's, I don't know, when did we stop taking everything at face value? And when did we need, I think the amount of misinformation, disinformation online makes even the most sensible people lose their reason.
I wonder, you know, they said that, you know, with the advent of the 24-hour news cycle and these news channels, so your Sky News and Fox News in the States or whatever, that, you know, there wasn't enough news to fill the day. So they had to kind of fill it with chat and gossip and opinion and analysis around the news. And we've just seen that amplified with social media. So just that there is any number, an almost infinite number of accounts constantly creating content. There's not enough actual tangible content for them to just keep regurgitating. So they have to get into the realm of speculation.
But also, the human brain is not designed.
Plus, we all kind of like it.
We do like it.
People love a gossip.
We are not programmed to take in information the way we are. This concept of scrolling all the time and jumping all over, it's not good for our brains, and we don't process things properly. And the other side of the speculation around Kate was here's me backtracking. I jumped on the bandwagon too a little bit. I was sucked into the I didn't delete any tweets because I didn't say anything.
Would you like to apologise now?
No, this is the thing. There was suddenly
this
backlash.
No, Her Royal Highness is probably listening.
She is. She listens.
She's every a regular Monday listener to the Hard Shoulder.
I know that for a fact. But in this case, it wasn't entirely, it didn't come from all misinformation because there was speculation. I think the royal family, they still do things in a very old-fashioned way. And it used to be, as we know, there were signs outside Buckingham Palace for big announcements. There were certain media outlets they would go to with information, people they trusted to relay information to the public. And they have dipped their toe into the waters of social media. I mean, the Prince and Princess of Wales have their own Instagram and Twitter X accounts. But how they relay information, I think, is still quite anachronistic. They still feel like they can control it. And the simple fact is, it is very rare. And I mean, I've been writing for newspapers for a while, and I don't think I've ever seen in my time a kill notice issued on a photograph.
Yes.
Because unlike the stuff I put out on Twitter, it's in the public domain, but it doesn't go into the archives, the press archives, but everything published by Reuters and these outlets, it goes into the historical media archives. So it's really important that something is not manipulated. So when that happened, even I sat up and went, oh my God. And then you start clicking and you start scrolling, and some of the theories were absolutely ridiculous. I think what we have is, we have gossip. Speculation is sort of enhanced gossip. And you take it one step further and it becomes a conspiracy theory. And that's what happened with this.
All these celebrities, like Blake Lively was the first to kind of come out and issue this kind of grovelling apology. I'm so sorry I did this. And I know there's a kind of following suit and they're kind of wagging the finger at those awful people out there who maybe speculated live on radio that she had a Brazilian butt lift. I don't know. Who are they? I don't know. Anyway, but I mean, this is, I mean, that's fine if that's your position. But then what you're saying is you completely reject celebrity culture. That's kind of my view of it. Because like speculation and talking about them and their lives and what that is what celebrity culture is.
Exactly.
And they are celebrities. So fine, exactly. if you reject it, that's fine. But then reject all of it.
Yeah. And the royal family are a very particular breed of celebrity, especially to the British. They are a huge source of revenue. They have this sort of this old idea of pay for pose they used to have where they would be, you know, they'd be paid to pose. And now people say, oh no, they get their money from the Crown properties. It still all comes back to the British public, the British taxpayer. And they are effectively public property. Now, I do believe that if they'd left it at Kate is unwell, she's had surgery, she needs time to recover, I do believe, apart from the nut jobs on Twitter who are always going to go down that rabbit hole, would have left her alone. Mm. But the second that photo was issued, we all thought, God. Now, I thought, I hope she's okay. And then the with the deep fake and the AI and people when they were photographed at the Windsor Farm Shop. Now, all I said was, they look like they're carrying plastic bags. Surely not an organic farm shop. So I think that was the worst thing I said. But I don't think Blake Lively or anyone else owes anybody an apology. It was harmless speculation, unless you were implying something really sinister. And there were some sinister, salacious, awful things, which we won't go into here.
No, obviously. We certainly won't.
But I don't think anyone needs to be apologising for that kind of speculation.
I don't want to get too lost in the kind of the weeds of how the sausage is made and all of that and peeking behind the curtain of kind of the media. But what I'm surprised at as well is that they didn't reach out to certain trusted media outlets and kind of let it be known that there was a kind of a health issue
this
and
is
to
what
stay
I mean
away from it.
About the anachronism of the royal family. They issued the picture on their own X account, which to me seemed very risky. Now, I don't believe for one second that didn't go through several PR people.
I don't believe, given everything she's going through, that we now know she's going through, that Kate was sitting around on Adobe or Photoshop. She wasn't. They threw her under the bus.
Of course they did.
Someone else did that.
Of course they did. And this is what I mean. It's an archaic way to communicate and it's backfired horribly. Now, it's a real shame she felt she had to come out and give such personal information, but I still think it was probably the right thing to do, given they are public property. But it still begs the question, what will be enough? Because the speculation has not stopped. And I think I put a post out saying, look, here's the thing. I don't think anyone is required to apologise for jumping on a silly bandwagon, making silly jokes, sharing memes, apart from people who did say awful, unkind things. But no one who wasn't hiding behind, you know, Bitcoin 4579 avatar that I saw was saying things like that.
But
there's no need to apologise.
Bitcoin 4579 avatar, you know, it's a trusted source.
He really is. Yeah. He really is. But crypto all the way. But I do feel that they need to let it go now, but they still can't. They're still saying the video is deepfake. Her ring has disappeared. The background
oh,
is...
Oh, sorry. I've kind of disengaged a little since.
Oh, so have I. No,
so the video, the latest is that...
Yes.
It wasn't a real
this
video
a reply
we all watched
I got
on
to
Friday.
My post because I put a post out saying, well, look, we all made jokes. Now we know. We wish her well. But I reposted the video and I got all these replies saying, but can't you see her ring disappears at 1 minute something? The background doesn't move. Her hair doesn't move. Her face is clearly deepfaked. The voice is AI. And you think, oh, my God, people, what? And it's and so it continues.
Oh, wow. Is there... I mean, there's no way really of safeguarding that. If we accept, and I think we both do, that it's just human nature to enjoy a gossip and you're never going to stop that. There's probably no way of really safeguarding against that gossip turning into dangerous or damaging speculation. It's just one of the risks you have to bear, isn't it?
The thing is, it's an innately human thing. But when we speculate about why our neighbour left at 2 o'clock in the morning or why somebody we work with...
Having an affair.
Why someone we work with went out sick for a week and is
also
gone for a month.
Also having an affair.
Has been fired. We all speculate, but it doesn't tend to go any further. But this is what I mean about the advent of social media. You say something, it grows legs and it becomes huge. And next thing you have people like our Taoiseach having to say... on air, look, no, there's nothing coming down the line that I know of. And you have to have the royal family posing on benches saying, this is what's happened. It's, I don't know. I don't know when we stopped taking things at face value, but
yeah.
I don't think we ever will.
The Occam's razor rule, though, as well, you know, that the simplest solution
exactly.
is usually the right one. And the simplest solution is often a boring one. And speculating, it injects a little bit of excitement, doesn't it?
Most people's
into the WhatsApp
lives,
groups.
Present company excluded, of course. Most people's lives are routine and mundane. And, you know, other people's lives are interesting to us.
Have you ever found yourself subject to speculation?
I have, and I've also had great fun changing other people's Wikipedia pages. When Wikipedia first started, we had, and I worked with Podge and Raj, we had great fun changing Wikipedia pages.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to the
chagrin. Would you change?
So I can't tell you
now. Oh, go on. Give us an example of how you might have changed it.
Just really subtle things about where, I mean, things you wouldn't get away with now because they're really not terribly PC.
Okay.
I blame Podge and Raj all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done it for a while. Oh, I did. I'll tell you what I can tell you.
Okay.
Lovely Lucy Kennedy.
Yes.
I changed her Wikipedia page to say, and it was just a very silly in joke. She'll kill me for saying, oh, she won't. It's quite funny. That there's always a lingering smell of fish around her because she used to work in a seafood restaurant and she's credited with inventing the fish cake.
No way.
And we found
this. I always wondered what that smell was around Lucy.
So I said she invented the fish cake 25 years ago because I've known Lucy for years. Anyway, I then forgot all about it. And she was doing a Living with Lucy show with Derek Acora, God rest his soul, yeah. The Scouse psychic. And obviously, I don't believe in psychics. So he was sitting, they were recording the show, and it wasn't live. My phone rings, and Lucy goes, did you change my Wikipedia? I said, I didn't change it back, sorry. And Derek Acora was doing it easy and said, Lucy, I'm getting a strong smell of fish. And she went, I beg your pardon. He goes, just seafood fish all around you. And she went, I beg your pardon. And I hadn't, he'd just gone to her Wikipedia. And he was waiting for her to say, I invented fish cakes.
That's a great story.
I know. Sorry, Lucy.
So, can I ask then just, what is the smell of fish then around her?
There is no smell of fish around Lucy Kennedy.
Sorry, okay.
It's the smell of flowers and joy all the time.
Maya Dunphy, broadcaster and writer. Maya, listen, thanks a million for joining us here on the show.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.